Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. We continue to be convinced that one of the key elements in the appropriate way of moving forward has to do with this differentiation between different systems, different autonomous systems. This has been highlighted in the characterization section, which has already given rise to extensive debate. We also share the view of the US delegation that autonomy is a technological spectrum. But we'd like to add that this spectrum has limits which should not be transcended. Otherwise, there would be a violation of IHL, which would become too likely. This is why we cannot support the distinction between laws and P-laws that has been retained in this document, but we remain open as to the best way of characterizing them so as to be as flexible as possible. It is now necessary to ensure that the interrelationship between what is contained in Part A and Part 1 and Part 2 are in accordance with this differentiation and do not limit our technological development and the partial deployment of P-laws, whereas totally autonomous systems should be rejected because of the significant risks that they pose to IHL and their lack of conformity with the guiding principles, also because of matters of military ethics, as we see in the introductory section. The P-laws contain in their wake many opportunities, providing there is reasonable use of such systems. To reflect best to this distinction between laws and P-laws, we propose the following amendments. On B, because this is related to characterizations, you have correctly stated that this section cannot be read in isolation from the characterization section. We'd like to talk about fully autonomous systems. We propose that we do so explicitly. In this case, B could be considered to be referring to positive obligations applicable to P laws, partial laws. Now, concerning the next section, we should take out the requirements and principles of international humanitarian law. Requirements and principles should be deleted. We don't see what the value added is of these terms in C. And the reason we do not see what the value added is that all of IHL should apply. Now, concerning D, we propose that we add, after such weapons should be regulated through, the reference measures such as, and we can give you written proposals, of course. This addition means that we leave options open for to states for the development and reasonable deployment of P-laws. Now, concerning little I, we would reformulate this paragraph to be more specific. Limits on the types of targets. We understand that these are civilians and civilian property that should not be the subject of attacks, as is required by IHL. We propose the following wording, which we will provide you with in writing. Limits on the types of target to ensure respect of IHL, which most importantly requires a distinction between the civilian population and military objectives. And lastly, on D3, which has given rise to many comments, we suggest that we delete the part of the phrase that comes after requirements and interaction, requirements for human machine.